Yes.
Gibson and Central.
Gibson and Central.
That's what it was. Look at that. Wow.
Woo! And a little basketball going on. We're right outside the, I guess you could say, the track.
The upper concourse is now a marathon running machine.
This is, as the towels and everything say, this is the indoor marathon day, 26.2 indoor miles. And it's... they're going to start running at 4:30 and go all through the game tonight.
It starts at 7, and we've made signs today. We have cowbells. I still have buttons. So cool. And, man, it's a ton of fun. Melissa Merrifield, Des Moines Orthopedic. Des Moines Orthopedic is with IMT sponsoring the marathon. We also have to thank Chip Albright. He is the Vice President of Marketing and Business Development for the Iowa Wolves to get us in this spot. It's a beautiful sunny day. We can see the river. It's really cool. And it's awesome. And we're happy to be here. We hope you're happy to be here with us. We couldn't do this if we didn't have our own sponsors for this show. And before I mention that, you know, we do have to mention the one person that's making this happen.
Yeah.
And that would be Mr. Steve Gordon. He is back in the studio. He is the dude. He's one of our team, one of our gang, and we enjoy being around Steve. So thank you, buddy. We couldn't do this without you. Our others is Northwest Bank, Woodman Controls, Des Moines Orthopedic, Heritage Building Maintenance, and Palmer Group. We could not do that without them, and we appreciate everything that they're going to do. So we have a half hour before they're going to start running. We are on social media. We're both trying to post on social media as we speak right now. So enjoy that.
We're tweeting out right now.
We are.
And we're trying to see actually who's listening. And if you actually jump at Xenon Sports on Twitter and reach out to Gary, we're going to figure out a way to...
We have some tickets to get down here tonight. Luca Garza's here tonight. Matt Ryan's here tonight. Jordy Bohannon's here tonight. So I can see cold beer across from us.
I don't know that we're supposed to do that.
No,
gate, but
I know, but I said I could see it. I said I could see it.
I can fill about 5 minutes worth of time if you want to wander. I'm just saying.
I can wander around. I don't know if they'll let us wander around yet.
No. Really cool plaques that are on our lane.
We have, we got our media passes today, which is kind of cool. How easy was it? I mean, just to set up, get in here. This is such a great place. I don't think we give Wells Fargo Arena enough love in this town.
Well, and the thing is this is just one aspect of it. We've had Chip and Melissa both in studio.
Yeah.
But working with Chip, he is just top. Yeah. The fact that he is with the Iowa Wolves. Obviously, he's got his finger on the heartbeat of the next level as well, because he just works interlaced with the NBA as well. With that being said, I mean, they roll out the red carpet, they open the doors, we come get to do this. It's a joy to do it with Iowa Wolves, it's a joy to do it with D.
It is. So, we are a sports talk radio show. I don't even know, what's the biggest, I think the biggest news or sports news story, sports story out there, Shohei Ohtani and Mike Trout. Remember yesterday we said, man, wouldn't that be cool if they ended the game with those two? What'd they do? Ended the game with those two.
With the victor being Japan.
Yes.
And Shohei striking out Trout.
And Mike Trout said, and this is Mike Trout, easily one of the top 100 players of all time,
right.
Saying, that dude right there is unbelievable.
The best thing I saw on social media today was somebody, obviously tongue-in-cheek, that said, wow, these two talented people, can you imagine if they were on the same team?
And how many games? Did they win 160 games? No, they did. I don't even know if they made the playoffs last year. So how crazy is that?
That was definitely the precursor and the talk and the prelude to it being a deal, and it came down to it. But yes, Japan did. What was it? I remember what the score wasn't from me, but it was definitely down to the wire, and it was Trout against Ohtani.
Yeah, I don't know if if that, I think everybody was kind of wondering, right, is what is the World Baseball Classic? Can we watch it? I don't know how many people in the USA watched it on an ongoing basis. I know everybody across the world did, and brought baseball to so many new fans. And for the United States, sometimes people say, well, we didn't have all of our best players. No, but we had the one thing. We had all of our social media players. Everybody that was on that team has a social media presence. Right. I hate to say this.
Kyle Schwarber hit a bomb.
He did?
Yeah, I mean,
but he has a huge social media.
Exactly.
Following. I kind of, you know, I'm old. And I kind of, man, you know, I don't understand this sometimes. Yeah, that's wrong. If you don't have a social media presence, you can't do this type
right.
of work.
Right. But, I mean, as most of the stuff that I've read and seen and heard today, as far as the outcome of the World Baseball Classic, it is, there is a lot of, let's just say, Japanese pride to show the level of who they are.
Yeah.
I mean, this was a big deal for Trout not to go 460 feet and fight him up to win. It was, no, our pitcher beat your guy.
Scott,
he's a big name.
I'm going to tell you, I don't know if Shohei Ohtani is the best player in Japan. I mean, that's dude. No. No. I love you, Darvish.
Yes.
But they have some dudes. And I like I said, I didn't watch all of it, but I watched enough of it to go, man, their pitchers are unreal. The throwing, I don't understand how Ohtani can have a ball bounce off his bat at the speed it does and throw a 100-mile-an-hour fastball. I just don't get it.
He's not supposed to. That level of baseball player is supposed to be specific and specialized and not be good at those things.
Yep. It's almost impossible to do. And he may be the true unicorn in sports to be able to do what he does. I mean, that's like Michael Jordan would have hit 350 in Major League Baseball.
Right.
And that didn't happen. So it is quite amazing. And what a great story, though. I mean, I don't think people thought it was going to be that cool or that good, and it was.
Right. Well, and I know in the past it's been, whether it's the Dominican team, Cuban team, or whatever, it's because those are the ones to watch because it was the biggest names, the most the largest group of biggest names to go up against, quote-unquote, the American team, right? So with that being said, it was a good story, and it was a good game.
I was so impressed, and it was just a ton of fun, and everything that you wanted it to be, it was. And for the naysayers that say, you know, people just don't like baseball anymore, that is so not true. And I mean, there's nothing. You and I, we agree on this. There is nothing better than going to an iCubs game. I love it.
Absolutely.
And there's nothing better. I don't care if the Kansas City Royals win two games.
And
it's still fun to go to a Kansas City Royals game.
You have the core of baseball that is always going to be the core of baseball.
Yes.
What they're worried about is getting the attention of,
right.
I have to have my phone in my hand, the TV going for the 11 to 21-year-old. It's a different mindset, but, I mean, it's also there is a lot of that age group that because of a father or mother or grandparent, they understand the romance of baseball. I get what they're trying to do to tweak it. Same as, honestly, if you look at NASCAR, NASCAR got so big, right?
So big, so fast.
Because everyone became, I'm a this fan, I'm a that fan. And it got so big, but now it's come back down again. But the core and the heart of what made NASCAR, is still there.
And what did you and I say when last year when we did a show at Newton Speedway, which we will be doing again?
Iowa Speedway.
Iowa Speedway. Yeah, Iowa Speedway.
Iowa.
I know. And you're like, well, I used to go to Indy races, and I have to love that because Bumpo, that was Bumpo. I mean,
right.
It was Indy racing and then NASCAR. And when we got there and we're watching, we're going, okay, this is really cool.
Oh,
it's a ton of fun, right?
And we'll go to 8 Dell.
Yeah.
And watch the figure eight races. And I mean, there is a lot of fans over there, and they're packed.
And they're packed.
There's lines. And there's, and so
figure eight and Budweiser. There you go. It's what is it? What is it?
They
Bushlight.
Absolutely.
No, that is interesting. So,
I misspoke last night.
Okay.
And as I'm watching people come in here, because track, quote unquote, in air quotes, is right here, I was assuming this was a little more of a novelty stunt, if you will,
right,
about people doing this as
like
a relay.
111 people were going to run one time.
No,
they're all running 111.
There's really good physique runners from in here who run marathons inside of Wells Fargo.
Okay, and I think if we talk to our buddy T, I'm thinking running on concrete is not fun.
It doesn't run in the meadow. I mean,
why no? He might run in the meadow. He may have a meadow that he runs in. We don't know that.
About the footwear.
It's
no different.
And it's bright. See, I have bright shoes like that, not for running, but if I get lost, they say, take me back to my wife.
Well, I know Chip's going to frown on me if I throw water on him at the 5-mile mark.
Yeah, can't do that.
This is cool. I think the conditions are going to be, because I mean, they're obviously controlled in here.
Yeah.
It's going to be.
It's perfect weather.
And here's the big thing. You don't have hills.
No hills.
This is the same
it is flat.
All the way around.
Right? You get to watch a basketball game while you're doing it. They're going to start at 4:30. We're going to heckle them as they go by.
No, we have signs. Mine says run like a wolf.
Mine.
Some sort of
enjoy the perfect weather and run your tail off for the wolves. Come on. That took some thinking. I'm not.
Run like a dog.
I am not in a creative way that way. So.
But it's all right. That's good.
That's a bonus. And then you had to write in black and blues, and then I had to write in black and blues. They are warm enough. They are warm enough.
You just can't
roll out of bed and do that, right? No. Okay.
Thinking there's a hamstring incident waiting to happen if you do.
Oh. Any other big things that you can?
We'll get into if you want to talk about it now. The portal has begun.
It has begun. What did I say? Oligondie,
Aaron
Yunus, Ogundele, Eli King for Iowa State. A little surprising. Not knock my shorts off that I didn't think that was going to happen.
What,
so
the two guys from Iowa or Eli King from Iowa State?
Eli King from Iowa State. It just, hey, the kid's a great kid. He was a really good high school basketball player. Playing Division I basketball in a Power 5 conference is not easy. And I think you kind of, and he had some minutes, you know, after all the Caleb Grill and everything, a lot of those guys got some minutes. Maybe Ogundele, I was a little bit surprised of. Aaron Yulis, I was not surprised.
I'm hearing
that doesn't help, though.
I'm hearing bits and pieces about how this is going to be there's things going to get broke down, if you will, and rebuilt. I hate to say use the word rebuilt, but I mean there's going to be some changes, obviously coming to the Iowa boys or Iowa men's basketball program.
Yeah, I agree with that, and I told you I got into not a heated argument, but we were discussing Chris Murray and. I don't see the reason why he's not gone. Theirs is, well, you just don't know how good he's going to be. Well, having another, because he's got a brother that looks just like him.
Who's genetically the same person.
Yeah, so.
In the NBA.
Right. And so I think that no Connor McCaffrey. I don't know if having those is a good thing for Patrick McCaffrey or a bad thing for Patrick McCaffrey not having his brother there. I don't know.
I think it's an issue that he's not necessarily a guarantee to be there.
I'm with you on that. Flip Rebecca is not going to be. And I know they have some kids coming in, but the kids that they have coming in were kids that they thought they were going to interlace with what they had. And now you have to depend on them. I don't know. Now, at Iowa State, we know what they have coming in. I mean, it's a big, talented group of young men. They have the point guard that tore his Achilles last year. He's going to be back. That's, you know, that and that's going to settle a lot of that.
Well, and with that being said, is that a factor for Eli King that if he's looking to go somewhere else to better himself an opportunity?
Absolutely.
Or do you think that there is the opportunity is diminishing because of what is going to happen?
I think it's diminishing what's going to happen, and I think he has places that he can go that he can play. I'm telling you, at you and I or at Drake, it's different. It's right. Just different. It doesn't mean, and that's not being mean, it's not saying that a Missouri Valley team can't compete. Yes, you can. But he doesn't
fit.
Right. He doesn't fit what TJ wants to do.
Right. Exactly.
Oh, that's music.
I was just saying, either that was a plane landing or that's the music.
You are listening to Happy Hour Sports with Stephen Scott. We're at Wells Fargo. We're getting ready for an Iowa Wolves game at Des Moines IMC Marathon indoors. Scott and I will be back right after this.
In the Ad Console.
1700, The Champ, Central Iowa's home for sports talk radio. Steve on sports, real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Once again, Happy Hour Sports with Dean and Scott. We're coming to you live today.
Yes, we're coming to you live
from Wells Fargo Arena.
Right next to the indoor marathon track.
Yes, the Iowa Wolves and the IMT DeMont Marathon. Yep. Read your towel. What's it say?
It's Marathon Day. Indoor miles, 26.2 indoor miles. Says this would be cool.
It's a long, it's a long time, and they're getting ready. It starts at 4:30.
4:30.
So it's going to be going on during the game, and right now there's two people that are going to run. I don't know how many people are going to run total, but
I think there is a TV station here.
Yes, they are
viewing a couple of them, but I'm guessing there's just going to be more.
I have a feeling there might be as well. So we want to thank Chip Albright, Melissa Merrifield, Des Moines Orthopedic, Wells Fargo, IMT, everybody for having us, Iowa Wolves for having us come down here. We're going to stick around, watch the game for a little bit tonight, and enjoy. You can listen to us. If you're listening to us, you're listening to us on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports Fans. You can check us out on Twitter at @StenonSports, at @ScottBrower_13, at @HappyHour_SS, and at @1700TheChamp. We want to thank our buddy Steve, who is back in our studio taking care of us.
He's telling me that I need to speak to my diaphragm.
You do. You have to. You have to get deeper. You need to be deep in your voice. Not that I'm making fun of you, because I'm not. You have the first read, so let's have at it.
Northwest Bank, commitment you can bank. Take care of your personal business, mortgage, agricultural, private banking, and wealth management. Your insurance needs your day. Your skin is really every day. Locations in West Des Moines, 219, one in Ames, three locations in Omaha, Maine, across the Northwest State. Northwest Financial Group earns the top workplace award for the eighth year in a row from the Des Moines Register. Check out Northwest Bank. Mobile app with ease of doing banking. Everyone's home is in your hand. Also take advantage of applying online for loans from Northwest Bank. Thanks again, don't wait. Open up an account with Northwest Bank.
Okay, so we talked a little bit about the World Baseball Classic. I have one, you know, so I get a little irritated every once in a while. I may have an opinion. I may be grumpy, but there is something out there that's kind of bugging me. Stephanie Sales asked for an extra year this year. The center for the Iowa State Cyclones, who 7 games into the season. Well, because I said we talked about that in the first part, and I really wanted to talk about that, and then I forgot.
Okay.
And then John Walling reminded me, you know, Mr. Eastside. See, I'm not even – no, he's blue-collar, man. I'm still Mr. Eastside. We got to get that.
Okay.
But that's one of those things. And yesterday we talked about some of the things that irritate us, right? And we mentioned the NCAA because the NCAA does irritate us. It is a very big, and these guys are getting ready to run. I'm impressed because I couldn't do it.
No.
I like to choose those. See, I would not get lost in those shoes. That's why I have my colored shoes. Why no? But I wouldn't get. I'd somebody be able to find me. So that's a good thing. This is one of those things that the NCAA could have said. You know what? It's not hurting anybody to give her an extra year. She had 6 games into the season and tore ACL. It just irritates me. Here's the bad part of it, right? If it was in men's basketball and it had been somebody on the Kansas Jayhawks, I guarantee you he would have got another year. And she didn't.
They call it medical hardship.
Yep. And
is there a hard set of rules, Steve, that it's?
I don't think college plays by rules.
Okay.
I think they're written, but I don't think they're followed unless they really want to. You know, it's just one of those. It's a common sense thing. I get, okay, we saw you taking money from an agent. We're not going to let you play basketball. Hey, we give out these medical hardships a lot of different places. And this seems like a really good place. It is in a women's sport. It's difficult. If they get a torn ACL, the torn ACL time frame is not the same. And it just should have been something that should have been easier to do. And I don't think there's anything they're going to do about it. They're going to shake cowbells. We're going to shake cowbells. We got a cowboy. We both have cowbells as well. We have to do our part.
Which
I mean,
we have the hockey back from the chops, back from the. We have cowbells at the house with all the hockey games we've been to as well. So that's why I originally thought these are actually IMT cowbells.
They are
marathon.
IMT cowbells. You know, I was very disappointed in that today. And we were talking about the transfer portal. So let's jump back in there. I don't think Eli King believed in his heart of hearts that he had a chance to get any more playing time next year than he did this year. Probably even harder to get playing time next year than it was this year.
Right.
And I think the young man can play. Yeah. I think he can play basketball. I just don't think he can play basketball at a Power 5. And that can change. He didn't get an opportunity. And it's amazing what people can do when they get opportunities.
So he goes to a different program where he has played differently or utilized differently. Can he elevate his game to play at that level?
Yeah, I think he needs to shoot better. So I'm just unlike football games where we go in right when the kickoff goes, I try to go in early just to watch some of the guys. He doesn't shoot as well as everybody. He's just not. If you looked at that team all through, it doesn't look the same. And it's nothing against this young man because
I understand what you're saying. Some you get levels of
yes.
of talent, and you hate to say it, but you can see different levels.
Yep. And here's the part of it that's so much fun because I had this conversation while we were watching the NCAA tournament too. It's like, well, how come Taman Lissy all of a sudden can't shoot the ball? And I'm like, you know, here's the really funny thing. He's a freshman. He's 19 years old.
Right.
This Iowa State team was a team of elder statesmen, right?
Right.
There were a bunch of people that have been there for a while, or at least in NCAA Division I Power 5 conference basketball for a while. And there were people that shot better than him. And I'm like, what would you, just because he doesn't shoot, would you like to take him off the floor? No.
His other things were the positive.
Oh, my gosh.
But to a certain extent, it was maturity and experience on
yeah.
the floor because if he took the shot, missed the shot, that his older brethren on the court are going to look down on him.
Right. right. And
I have a disappointment.
Yeah, he had a great freshman year.
Right.
He had he would have been, I mean, at least, I think there were 4 or 5 that are right there. He is one of those 4 or 5. He wasn't the flashy 2 towards the top, but rebounds, assists, steals, just leadership as a freshman. You don't get that very often, especially with a team that had 6 guys that were playing their 5th year.
Right.
So a lot of fun and, you know, with the talent they have coming in, I think you're going to have a couple more people that may not be there, it's going to be hard. I think Iowa still may lose a couple of people. I think I agree with you that the University of Iowa, it's going to be difficult to keep everybody because I don't know if people – I don't know if the team is happy.
Yeah, I'm going to say this, and maybe I was dreaming. Wasn't there talk of Rand may have other offers?
Notre Dame. I mean, Notre Dame would take him today. Yeah. So I don't know if that's what he wants to do. I don't know if winning at Notre Dame, it's almost the same program, right? What's king at Notre Dame? Football. What's king at the University of Iowa? Football, unless it's Caitlin Clark. But it's football.
But is he?
He's a Big East guy. I mean, he coaches like he's a Big East conference guy.
Yeah, it is. But I mean, is he to the point where does he need a recharge somewhere else?
I don't know, and I don't know what that does with Patrick. And I think Patrick has more things. He has more things that he has to spend time worrying on than just basketball. The bigger one is Jack. I've gotten to see probably 10, 15, 20 different clips of Jack playing in high school. Wow. I mean, he's going to be, he's got the combination of both Connor and Patrick, and that's him. And that's
right.
Pretty unique.
But we're still a year away from seeing that.
Right.
I mean, he's a junior now.
Yeah, he's a junior. You get the younger Stanford next year. So that's interesting. But to be really honest with you, how happy was Peyton Sanford at the end of the year? It's difficult to say, right?
Right, exactly.
I asked the question. I don't think I know the answer to that. I think he wanted to be the guy that played that last game. And even when he got hot in that last game, there were still times they took him out. And I'm like, why are you taking him out?
It's
interesting.
It just feels a little bit of a darkening cloud of a reset that we don't know how deep this reset is going to be.
And I've also heard, I've heard Bowen Bourne things. Ooh, got to do our cowbell.
There we go.
There we go. Okay, I can't do Bo.
No, you can't.
I'm not ambidextrous enough to do that.
Is that guy going to carry the flag the entire time?
That'd be it. It's a long trip to the flag.
High five.
Yeah, we're going to go high five.
Okay, so that was
one.
That was
one.
More. That was the starting point.
That was the starting point.
Starting was right down there. So we 111 times.
We're going to ring the bell. Yeah. Right.
This is going to be interesting.
It's going to be fun.
I will say this to four people, two gentlemen, two ladies that are running it. Look really in shape. We're in shape. Way different profile than I have.
Yeah.
I'll say that. So this will definitely be an interesting.
Me too. They all had hair. Sure. I'm hair challenged here. Everywhere I look, I'm hair challenged.
You are hair challenged, my friend. Yes, you are.
So I don't know. I think there's going to be turmoil in both Iowa and Iowa State. I'm really curious to see what happens. So I think Drake's kind of set, except for they're graduating a bunch of people. I mean, three quarters of their team were fifth year seniors, so they're done.
My fear, as someone who's followed Iowa State sports, expectation is never a friend of the Iowa State.
No, I agree with that.
I know you say that Omaha Blue is amazing and what they've got coming in. I mean, pretty much those different things. But I am so afraid of expectations.
Right. Well, and there's precedent, right? We were picked to finish last the last 2 years, and we did not finish last in our conference.
Right.
We went to the Sweet 16, and we made it to the NCAA playoffs again as a high seed. We're a 6 seed. That's – where did everybody else go?
Is there concessions on this level?
I don't know. I don't know.
I doubt if it's confession.
It's cowbells. I like it. I enjoy that part. An interesting one too. His name is. There they are. They're pacing themselves.
Is there a
his name is Bagcott from North Carolina. He was their center. Sorry, I wasn't talking into my microphone.
There you are.
He was our center for North Carolina, All-American, and he's coming back for his fifth year. I thought he was a top 10 pick last year. I thought he was going to be a top 10 pick this year, and he's going back to school at North Carolina for his fifth year, for his COVID year. Crazy stuff. I mean, there's just all this crazy stuff coming up. Paul George of the Los Angeles Clippers, they have 9 games left before they get into the playoffs.
Right.
Wrecked his knee last night. He's out for at least 2 weeks. Don't know. All kinds of trades coming in the NFL.
I know I haven't been as deep into the NBA as I had hoped.
No, I know.
I talked last year, but I know we ramp up quickly when the playoffs started happening, and there was some good basketball to watch last year.
No.
Maybe it's the longing for things to watch because baseball hasn't got full swing yet, but it's we'll definitely get back into it.
What's baseball? 10 days away? I don't even know if it's 10 days away. It's April.
I just saw on my Twitter feed, I believe.
10 days?
Iowa Cubs.
Well, the Iowa Cubs is the end of this month.
It's 10 days.
Yeah, so 10 days. That makes
sense.
Whether
it's the phone.
Oh, my goodness.
He's moving.
He's moving.
But, no, it's we're
going to have to court. We're going to have to run with him and interview him. I don't think we can
no,
do that.
I
we have
I
court.
We
have court.
Really bad. Really bad.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I can't run because I'm not wireless.
Oh, I think cords. I think you said cords.
No.
Cords. There you go.
So once again, we are down here. We are at Wells Fargo. We have an Iowa Wolves game tonight. They are running a Iowa Wolves Wells Fargo Marathon. I could do that all day.
I'm sure. Listen, microphones are sensitive. They are. They're lovely.
Yes.
But no, this is a big deal. It's gonna be a lot of fun to watch.
It's funny how our music comes in, but when we hear it, it sounds like the ocean.
It starts like an ocean, and it becomes a plane.
It does. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Dean and Scott. You're listening to us live at Wells Fargo on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports fans, and didn't do it. Welcome back in, everybody, once again. Happy Wednesday. Happy Hour Sports with Dean and Scott coming to you live from Wells Fargo. We are here for the Iowa Wolves game tonight. We are here for the Iowa Wolves IMT Marathon. They are running around the course. The concourse, on the concourse, and
indoor marathon.
Doing a great job, and we're cowbelling them as they go by. So we are part of it.
Yes, we have signs.
Yeah, we do have signs.
Signs and cowbells. We are.
It's like we're running.
We matter.
Yeah. I think it is. It's like we're running.
Adjustments. Hopefully, I don't sound like I'm in the.
You do. You sound much better. Okay. So you're listening to us live on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports Fans. Twitter. You can check him out on at ScottBrower_13 at HappyHour_SS. At Steen on Sports and at 1700 The Champ. We couldn't do this if it wasn't for 1700 The Champ and 101.3 FM. We couldn't do it without Steve, our buddy. He's back in the studio. We love you, Ben. Thank you. What did I miss? Did I miss anything? I don't think I missed anything.
You have the read.
I do. I have it. It's Woodman Controls. Woodman Controls Company is Iowa's intelligent building solution company, provides, designs, engineers, installs, programs, and services, HVAC, lighting, card access, and camera controls for the entire state of Iowa. They can fully automate your building and improve efficiency, comfort, and security. Located in Ankeny, Iowa, go to woodmancontrols.com and look for various high-end employment opportunities in development, project management, field or service technicians, and many more for an outstanding automation machinery manufacturing company. All right.
There you go.
Here we go. We want to thank Woodman Controls.
We are going to get Chip. He's going to come talk
Chip,
to us.
Chip's going to be here. We lost Melissa.
We're going to get Melissa.
That's why we were lucky that we have 2 hours because they're like, well, when are we going to go out? When are we going to go out? And then they all left us. So they do. So you asked me about Iowa State, and it's just because this came through to me today. Their 2023-2024 roster, as it stands right now, as of – this was as of this morning, was Big Energy Rob, Robert Jones. Trey King is – so Robert Jones will be a senior. Trey King will be a senior. Hassan Ward will be a senior. Jeremiah Williams is a junior. That was the one who tore his Achilles. Taman Lipsy is a part of that as well. Demarius Watson and Eli King, who is no longer, he's in the transfer portal. You have Omaha Ballou, Milan Molikovic. Yeah, we'll see. That's probably not right. Jelani Hamilton, Caden Fish, and two open spots. So now he has three open spots, which probably makes and sad. I sent that to Nate, and Nate's like, great kid. So I'm sad that way, right? You hate that when that happens. They were huge Caleb Grill fans too, and I'm a huge Caleb Grill fan. And trust me, Caleb Grill's going to a Power 5 conference to somebody. Hopefully, much better in spirit and everything, and everything will be good. And that is the way that college basketball has to be. If you can hire Rick Pitino again, then you can let these and you can hire Chris Beard. I don't know which one's dirtier. I'm having a hard time. But if that can happen, then these kids can do whatever the hell they want.
As far as moving,
anything. I'm all in.
Bettering themselves.
All in.
Not a negative.
I do not care what they're doing.
All right.
At all.
When do you start? Will you follow Tobin Anderson at Iowa?
Yeah, just because I think he's a cool dude.
Obviously, Iowa ties. Iowa ties. All these different things. So you don't, as of right now, are you going to have expectations of, beat a number one seed, the 16th seed? Are we going to?
Well, Ione is not going to come in as a 16th seed.
But their program was in the NCAA tournament.
Yeah. Here's his most difficult thing is he's following a coach at the train wreck, so I guarantee you his roster is a train wreck. And he's going to have to.
Not good enough to be in the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, but no, I'm just saying it's a train wreck because you have no idea.
Right.
This is the one thing that I know. If you give Rick Pitino 13 guys, and they have half a body of talent, and maybe the other is, they have some questions.
Right.
He can get the best out of them. I'm not so sure that he can't take bottom quarter talented kids with some issues and make them 4-star kids, 5-star kids.
Oh, so he is a good coach. He's a good dude.
He's just not a good dude. No. He is that guy, right?
Yes.
I will do anything in my power and above my power, under the table, above the table.
Win at all costs.
Yes. But I'm gonna win and people are gonna want to come here.
Yes.
So you've been gallivanting around, Miss Melissa. So you go. We have. So this is our last segment in this hour. Then we're going to bring you on the first segment next hour. Okay, gotcha. So do not run away. I know you want to run, but you can't run away. No, he can win. The problem that he's going to see going to Ione now is. He's not you have to recruit at a different level, right? It's a higher conference. You have to recruit at a different. I don't know how well he can recruit. I saw him coach, and I would play for the dude.
Right.
No diet.
It's new style coach.
Yo, yeah.
He's a player's coach.
A player's coach. I'm talking to you. I'm going to scream at you.
Scream at you, rah-rah, scream at you, though.
You know what he's going to do? He's going to
scare you.
like me, I'm going to scream at you. I'm going to high five you. I'm going to hug you. I'm going to embarrass you. I'm going to make you happy. That's what he does. And he wears everything on his sleeve. Rick Pitino has everything hidden and with hidden pockets everywhere.
Right.
So people can't tell what he's doing.
Yeah, right.
If it goes south, you can go, oh yeah.
If he does bubble up on you, you are in trouble.
What is, I can't remember the name of the movie, but he's like, yeah, we're going to call the police. Well, does everybody else have one of these get out of jail free cards? Rick Pitino thinks he has a get out of jail free. And you know, John Calipari is just like you. And here's the crazy thing. People will put up.
Know the names for winning. Don't
yep. We? We'll put up with John Calipari doing what John Calipari does. But they got to win, and they got to win in the NCAA, and they didn't do that, Scott. And that. I don't. You know. I am not a Iowa Hawkeye fan before I'm an Iowa State fan. But after Iowa State, I'm in. And I still love Ben Jacobson. And I love Darren DeVries. I get tired of people saying that Fran McCaffrey's not a good coach. You can get offensively, I don't know if you could get a better coach offensively. The thing that he struggles with offensively is he needs somebody that can run the point and get them into sets that he wants. And that's the thing he's been missing. And so he doesn't know how to fix that.
So who in the last 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, who's the biggest one that he's missed? Is it Jordy?
I think Keegan and Chris are the same. They're missing Jordy. I think Peyton Sanford can do that, but Peyton Sanford doesn't have Jordy Bohannon's mindset. It doesn't mean he can't. It doesn't mean that it can't happen, but they don't. They didn't have a dog. Connor McCaffrey was a dog. Not a good enough athlete. I mean, Jordy Bohannon was borderline
bulldog mentality, but not
the
game play to back it up.
In the last 2 years of Jordy Bohannon's career, if you really look back on it and you see, that's a couple of mid 20 win seasons
right.
for Fran McCaffrey, and Fran McCaffrey and Keegan Murray and all those guys got most of the credit. Who hit the big shot? Who hit the shots and go, oh, my God, we're down 11 with 2 minutes left. We're not winning this game. And Jordy Bohannon, oh, my God, we're down one. That's what they're missing. They didn't have somebody that we come down the floor, it's 20 seconds left on the shot clock, and we have to get a bucket. Who am I going to? Not a great cutting team, not a great screening team. It's the same thing Iowa State, right? They didn't have anybody to get them into the offense, and by the time they started moving the ball around, they had 9 seconds left to shoot. I saw a lot of Iowa games that were the same.
It is. The waves coming in again.
I love the waves. That's kind of nice. He is here. Yes, he's on the Iowa Wolves roster. Wow. Woo! All right, you're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Gene and Scott. We're live at Wells Fargo. We're going to be back. Melissa Mirfield with Des Moines Orthopedic coming up next. Our rock stars. She'll be right here.
Here's a look.